We're looking at Simon Chafei, Sef Kemo. So he brings over here that the Harosh, Hoya Mesader, Habrachis, Adot Ter Yisrael B'Sifara, was Hoya Meniach Tefillin, Mavarach Ter Yisrael B'Sifara. He would say the bracha, put a tefillin, immediately say the bracha, but tell you something. For the person crowns Klal Yisrael with glory, which the Pashup Shat in the bracha is referring to the person's head covering. But the Rosh saw in it also at least some type of a reference to the tefillin. So he wanted to say the bracha immediately after he put on the tefillin. So he put on the tefillin then. Yud Bey, Mishra Barusa Katan Yud Beys, Ros Hoya. You wanted to refer to the tefillin, which are also referred to as a pe'er. It says by Yecheskel that even though he was in a state of availus, the Bershim told him that he should be exceptional and wear his tefillin. That's where we learned the lacha that the Omer doesn't wear tefillin. So it says the Bershim told him, put on your pe'er, referring to the Kral Tfilin, Shane Perdisil. The Tfilin is a pe'er for Kral Yisil, Commissioner Emma Baro, Kalame Orzi, Shemashem, Nikralecha. We are Mimeka with the Shidan, Elo Tfilin, Sheberosh. I'll just tell you there's a Misa with the Balatanya. So that they made an alil against him, and they were coming. The government's soldiers were coming to take him to prison, and he was wearing tefillin, and they were scared to approach him. This pasuk, Biar Mimeka. So one of the chazidim said, "Wow, it's a big mifes. They're scared of the rabbi." He said, "It's a mifes. It's a pasuk. It's a chazal. Tefillin shabarosh. I'm a arsar. Are you Biar Mimeka?" He says, "The rabbi told me shuldukin, but they're not scared of me when I wear my tefillin. Last week, you know, they beat me up wearing my tefillin." He says, you look at the Nusach, it says, Tulin Shal Rosh, Tulin Shal Rosh, what's Tulin Sheber Rosh? He says, try the Tulin off in cups, Taka, they're not scared of you. Try the Tulin in a Reinen cup, then the Taka is scared of you. Tulin Sheber Rosh. Mavarach Oyter Yisrael. Writes, I have not seen that being the minig. They put it on. Some people put it on beforehand. Some people don't put it on until like right before Baruch Shomer. Rock. What he says is, he says, I did see that people would touch their tefillin when they make that bracha. So I guess the point he's saying is that that's not Arminic Lamaisa. Dalit. Sarak Shiyu, Tfilin Allah, Bishas Kriyashma Utfilin. Person should be wearing Tfilin, Bishas Kriyashma Utfilin.
Iraq Reisi is still part of the quotation from the answer Sahara?
I think so. No.
Why does Machaber bring this down? No one does it.
Some of the Mechaber was suggesting you should do it.
Yeah.
But the Rosh Chaim is saying that even though that's true, the Rosh did it, the Shulchan Aruch is telling you to do it, and I'm telling you 250 years later, nobody did it. So it wasn't his Kabbalah as a minhag in Klal Yisrael, even though he was suggesting that it should be, it had not become established.
But does the Mechaber tend to pass more like the Rambam than the Rosh?
The Beis Yosef in his Hagdama says that he looks at the three pillars of halacha are the Rosh, the Rif, and the Rambam.
Oh, okay.
And he says whenever you're going to have a machlokes between the three, he will follow the majority of the two which side with each other, which he follows. I can't tell you, you know, sometimes there are exceptions obviously, but that's a general rule which he follows. He writes in the Hagdama to the Beis Yosef. So in a case where it's just one against one, he does seem to give some adivis to the Rambam. That's true. Mm-hmm. But over here, there's no Rambam, so.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just the lush is that this is the Rosh's personal minhag. It's not like Paskin's, this is the way you should do it. This is what he used to do.
Right.
Right. It doesn't say like the Rambam or Rosh, this is the way they pass that people should do. He's saying the Rosh personally did it this way.
Correct.
How often do you see that they, the Rambam, this way the Rambam did it, you know?
No, it's not. I can't tell you. It's common. It's not uncommon. It comes up a few places. Where you know, we're being recorded. One of the Rishonim did a certain thing. later on, Tosfos Aruch, he quotes the Marmurg did a certain Hanhaga. Didn't say yes or no, that's what he did. But he's quoting it. When he quotes it, we assume his point is that he is giving his approbation that we should do as such. Okay, so cut your dalit. Shas Kriyashma Tvila. What's the Larmer? The Chol HaPachas B'Shas Kriyashma Tefillah means to saying that the minimal amount a person should wear should at least be during the Kriyashma and Tefillah. Because come on, Mesim and Lamazayin, Sif Beis. Ramina and Begumara call a Kur Kriyashma B'Li Tefillin. Hareu Ki Ilu Meyid Eder Sheker Ba'atzmai, Chas V'Shalom. By saying the Pasuk of putting on Tefillah and not doing it, it looks like you're saying that you do not think this is really true. Okay, so that's improper. It's not ma'akev in the kriyashma. Mikol malkum yeshaver mitzaracher shemar alatzma shena roitzel l'kaim rotzon Hashem. He's not interested in doing what was commanded. Is that eder sheker shemar alatzma? That's the eder sheker the Mar is referring to.
He really wants to.
What?
Because he really wants to be mekayim mitzvah.
No, he's saying he's saying that this is what you're supposed to. It's not sheker in the sense of it's not true. He's saying he doesn't believe it's important. That's the Eder Sheker. You're saying that you don't take this seriously. All right, you're not doing it.
But really, you do.
No, you don't. You're not wearing it.
So what's the Sheker? Oh, that you're saying it.
You're saying as if it's not true. You're saying it. You're saying, well, really, you know, if it really was true, why weren't you wearing them? You don't believe it. That's. I mentioned this idea that if you don't at least do it then, you should at least do it before you go off for the day. This issue of made a sheker is when the person intentionally does not wear tefillin. She was out to near tefillin, cut him creates from her. He doesn't have tefillin available for whatever reason. Oshahu b'derech, he's traveling. Machlas karvatzina and a yochel haniach a tefillin. So it's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah gives, you know, what do you mean can't to strip down and get his arm bare that he should be able to put on tefillin? You know, it's not possible. What do you mean it's not possible? It's possible, right? It's very cold. The Chofetz Chaim will call that as not possible. And I guess if you lived in the frigid Lithuanian winter, you'd also say it's not possible. You know. I don't think I can take off my sleeve and to bare skin when it's 20, 30 below. And you could do it. It's because you can't do it. That's called doing it. It's called not able to. Okay, gavna b'vadi ein l'la'achar kriyishma b'zmanu machlus. You say kriyishma now, and you'll put it on later on when you'll be able to reach some safe place. Lubush menuches v'hiktati sham es l'shanayin sham. That's a quote from the Lubush. Okay. Now, in the next sif, so this is interesting. Then we'll see later on. We get the Siman Samach that there is a din of mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, which is a general issue by all mitzvahs that mitzvahs have to be done with the intent to fulfill the mitzvah. Which the Aruch Hashulchan points out, you fulfill that with just saying the word, thinking l'shem mitzvah. You don't have to, you know, the whole shem yichud is not necessary. If you think you're doing because the Shem's command l'shem mitzvah, that's all you need. That's called mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. Besides that, there are three mitzvahs in the Torah where the Torah uses the language of Leman in order that. Leman yedu d'orasechem, it says by Sukkah, you put a sentence in Sukkah, in order that, people should. So, that, therefore, the Torah brings at the beginning of the Sukkah, the person says in the Sukkah, you should think about the fact that Barashim gave us an Onei HaKovet. The part of the purpose of the mitzvah is to bring to that. So by tzitzis, this is a man tizkeru. So Mishnah Berurah quoted before that the purpose of wearing tzitzis is to remind us of the mitzvahs. Let's say a person puts the tzitzis, it doesn't use the tzitzis as a reminder. Are you yotzei? So he brings over there from the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says that Bidi Avinu from the Bach, that Bidi Avinu yotzei. No, but the Bach says maybe it's ma'akev, and the Prima Gadim passes Bidi Avinu yotzei. But the chachila. So what about my tefillin? The third place it says l'maan is my tefillin. My tefillin is not very clear exactly what the intent is. It says l'maan tia taras Hashem b'ficha. You should wear tefillin in order that the taras Hashem should be b'ficha. So that means you should learn. That means you should say what exactly is it referring to. So the Beis Yosef understands the Torah of the Beis Yosef understands it's referring to the parashas that the tefillin talks about. Those elements of taras Hashem should be b'ficha. You should at least think and possibly express these thoughts that the tefillin is you're wearing your tefillin should be expressed by you also. Therefore, he says, when you put the tefillin on, the Rishon commanded us to put on these four parashas. These parashas have yichud Hashem. The parasha of Shema Elohim Shema do not mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. The parasha of Kaddish and Hayikiyah Be'echod mention that when you leave Mitzrayim, Moshe took you out of Mitzrayim, you got the Mincha B'yamu Leim Mor, but Moshe also said, leave Yitzias Mitzrayim. So you have Psukim, we talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Al Azroya Kenegan Alev. Well, Rosh Kenegan Amech. Rosh said, put the tefillin on your arm by your heart, Alev Avecho. And the Rosh Kedeshah Nizkar Nisim Niflo Shosimonu. We should remember the Nisim. Shehem Murim Al Yichudai. The Nisim itself indicate the Shem is the only one. Mashallah Kech and Mashallah Bayinim the Tatlim Las has been considered. The person has total control wherever he wants to do whatever he wants.
So the Nisim are more on his Yichud?
Correct. Mishabi the Kadosh Baruch Hu Hanashama. And we should dedicate our neshama, Sheba Mayach, which its main place where it exists in the person is in the Mayach. We got Malev and Shuikar Ataivas among Shabbos. The person's desires should all be committed to serve Hashem. We said Yizkar Abare, Miyami Tanoisa, we should focus on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, not focus on his own personal pleasure. So, and the core for this is, because it says, L'man Tiyat Hashem B'Fichu. Miniach shayat tefillah. Now that's the kavana. So you have a kavana, you put on tefillin. So it comes out to the paragraph. Hini mechav and the kaim. So starts off with the shem yichud. Shem yichud is a kabbalistic incantation. It's not this point. You say it, you don't say it. But hini mechav and nochas tefillin. The next part of the paragraph, after like a line or two, it starts with the hini mechav and nochas tefillin. The kaim it says bari shetzivanu. That really is supposed to. Let's say some people the minhag is not to say the shem yichud. But over here, a person really should say it because of this halacha the Shulchan Aruch says. You should have this kavanah. A person should be at least thinking it, preferably saying it, these points. V'niach shayat tefillah. The person puts on the shayat first. V'yivorech l'haniach tefillin. V'achnach yir shal roish. V'lo yivorech kim brocha achat ashtem. So the Shulchan Aruch, the minhag of the Edut HaMizrach, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, you only make one brocha on both of them. They're really... You're doing the mitzvahs continuing. We pass it the tefillin not ma'akev each other, two separate mitzvahs. So the person only has a shayad or shorosh, we put on only the shayad or the shorosh. Person only has three sets of sitzes. You don't say you put three in, it's worthless. It's all one mitzvah. But tefillin, each one's a separate mitzvah. But even separate mitzvah, you can make one bracha for both. Like you find the person does. Multiple shechitas, he does one bracha of shechita for all of the shechitas. Person tayvul kalim, he doesn't make a separate bracha on each tefillah. He does makes a bracha on all the kalim is going to be tayvul. So over here, you make a bracha putting on tefillin for all the tefillin you're going to put on, even though each one's a separate mitzvah. Hagah comes along the Ramah of Yesha. I remember the work al shorosh al mitzvah tefillin. Filo hips have been time. Now the Gemara does have a bracha of Al Mitzvah Tefillin. So according to the Mechaber, what's the Gaelic? He'll say later on. In the case of a person interrupted and spoke between the Shayat and the Sharosh, so you, now the bracha of the Shayat doesn't go on the Sharosh because you spoke. So in that situation, Chazal said, instead of saying the bracha of L'Haniach again, say the bracha of Al Mitzvahs. That's how the Mechaber understands that then. So Al Mitzvahs is only said in the case of a person who interrupted. Comes to Ramah. Ramah says there's another opinion that says that you always say al mitzvahs even if you didn't interrupt. You always say al mitzvahs. Okay, pashe minig b'bnei Ashkenaz b'vorachem b'shtei brachos. That's the minig of b'nei Ashkenaz. They say too. Since there is a bracha about saying the second bracha under these circumstances when there is no interruption, so at least say baruch shem. Now,
when I interrupt,
so like this, he doesn't mean it's a real suffix. The Ramah and the minig was they accepted the second shita, because if it's a real suffix, you don't say make a bracha and say baruch shem afterwards. You know, say, I have a summer bracha, make a bracha, and say bracha afterwards. It means, Mikra Psak is, he also did saying two brachas. Why not say bracha shem? Just in case there is another sheet, at least you'll say bracha shem and you'll address the bracha, the potential bracha batala. But it's not a real bona fide suffix for Ashkenazim.
Why don't they make a hefsek bedavka?
Well, yeah, because he says later on, if you make a hefsek, you make two brachas on the shoresh.
But we said that.
If somebody's a B'nai Ashkenaz and what's happening really is you're making a bracha on the Shalyad, which goes in the Shalresh also. You're making a second bracha besides on the Shalresh. If you interrupt, you'd make two brachas on the Shalresh.
Two Al Mitzvah tefillins?
No, Lohaniyat tefillin and Al Mitzvah tefillin.
Consecutive?
Yeah. And then you put it on. It's one of these good riddles. Like,
when do you make two brachas?
Two brachas, Sheikh Shabbos Abbasivan or Amon Mitzvah.
Because it retroactively goes back on the Shayyah?
No, because the Shoresh needs two brachas. So normally, you put the bracha on the Shayyah, then it goes to the Shoresh also, and you make a second bracha on the Shoresh. Over here, you're a master, so the bracha on the Shayyah didn't work for the Shoresh, and the Shoresh needs two brachas. Okay. Zag the Mishnah, Brura, Tesvav, Yechav, Manachasa. The Bach explains why. Back there by Hilchazitzes, so the passage says that the Torah of Hashem should be Ficha, that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and all those messages that includes. The pasuk is clearly saying that the purpose of wearing this in order to make create that remembrance, and the lessons that it teaches us. As long as you have kimono on the shei mitzvah, you're yotze with that. Now, the Bach argues, by the way. The Bach holds that it's ma'akev. And the Aruch Lanier in the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, he has the sefer in Hilchos Sukkah, which of course my mind is blanking right now, the name of the sefer. It'll come back to me. Most in our opportune moment. The Aruch Lanier is a sefer on Hilchos Sukkah. Mm-hmm. So over there, he in the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, the Rambam's the first siman. He holds it's ma'akev b'di'evan. Passing like that, Bach, it's ma'akev b'di'evan, not to prima gadon. And in Parshas, it would apply to all three of the mitzvahs, both Sukkah, Tzitzis, and Tefillin. So it's something to keep in mind. For sure, lechatchila, it's proper to have the kavana.
You have to have it before you put it on, or even
better late than never. If you didn't have it before you put it on, you'll have it afterwards.
And they hold you not yet to the mitzvah. Like it's
aruch
levatol.
Right. He holds it. Well, the person sits on the sukkah without using the sukkah to remind us of the Nani HaKavod, he would not have filled the mitzvah sitting in the sukkah. So, yeah. Moniach Arba Parshius. Some people make sure when they read all four Parshias. How you read those two paragraphs. So they rely on the fact that we'll say Shema and Vayim Shemoya in Kriya Shema, and they read for themselves Kaddish and Hayikiyachal. But still in the Rebbeinu Tam, Yerma Kolar, if you switched afterwards to the Rebbeinu Tam Tefillin, you would repeat again all four Parshias. That's a good idea. So you put in Shalyat Kilo, Yud Zayin, you see Bukshartom. Now the Gemara is going to actually make two drushes on this. The one drush is that the order is the Kshartim and then the Vahyu the Totavis Beni Necho. So the order is first to Kratim Masa Yadecha, and then Shayad, and then Shalresh. So that's in the act of putting it on. Theoretically, that wouldn't affect how I take it off. The act of putting it on, I should put on the Shayad first, and then the Shalresh. Afterwards, I can take off the Shayad, and then take off the Shalresh. But the more makes a Joshua, but Hoyu, plural, they should be. So it's referring to they means that whenever you have the Shalresh on, you should also have the Shayad on. So besides, there's a preference in the order of how you put it on. There's also a separate halacha that you should be wearing both at the same time. But the order is that the shalrosh should always be in place together with the shayat. So if you take off the shalrosh first, if you take off the shayat first, you'll have the shalrosh without the shayat.
You take off the shalyat first.
So you take off the shalrosh first.
If you take off the shalrosh.
Yeah. If you have a shayat first, you would have a problem. That's not for hoyu. So that's two separate drushas in the Gemara. The Gemara makes two drushas. One of this order of how to do it, and one of a hoyu. They should be, they, plural, should both be, when you have a, the Bnei Nechel, they should also have the shayat. We'll discuss details of how you make the bracha. You make the bracha before you tie it.
So the lashon sounded like first you put it on and then you mevarech.
Well, it's never in a clear. It's just pretty much a general statement. It's something like you put on and then you break a bracha, correct? Tefillin, halamed bedogesh. Now, that makes sense based on the Kali Diktuk. Right? The Kali Diktuk. After a. There are 10 basic vowels in Lashon HaKadosh. They're divided into two groups. There's Tumas Gedolos, with the stronger vowels, and Tumas Katanos, the weaker vowels. So, in general, the rule is that the Tumas Gedolos can stand in a syllable as themselves, by themselves. Tumas Katanos don't. So, if they can't stand by themselves, they have to have the next letter sort of supporting it. And that'll accomplish one of two ways. Either there's a Shwa Noch, if there's a Shwa in the next letter, it'll be a Shwa Noch, because it's an end of that previous part. If there's no shwa afterwards, if the letter will take a dogesh, which most letters take a dogesh, it's called dogesh chazok. So you emphasize the next letter a little, so it ends up finishing off the previous syllable plus starting the next syllable. So it's almost as if you had a double letter there. Rashi says it in a chumash a few places. Whenever you need an extra letter, sometimes we just put a dogesh and it counts like an extra letter. So it would almost be the haniach tefillin. You'd have a little bit of an extra sound in the lamed. Not very easy to do. That's the point that he's saying. What's interesting, I had a rebbe who was a phenomenal bal diktuk, and he was very makbar. And you know, the kroy is es ha-ha-ha-le-el. It's not ha-le-el, it's ha-le-el. There's a howl for the first because of Patach to Kazano, and there's a leil for the second, the beginning of the second syllable. So it's a lot, Lekre is a howl leil. That's how you pronounce it. So then, but the funny thing is, I ever hear him saying good Shabbos, because the Shabbos is the same thing. There's a Patach under the shin. So the bays, the dogesh on the bays is not a dogish kal, it's a dogish chosik. Dogish kal is for Beg and Kephis. Dogish chosik is for any letter except for the aleph, the hay, the Aleph, the Hay, Ches, and Ayin don't take a Dogesh, but everything else takes a Dogesh. Dogesh Chazak. So the Shabbos, so the correct way of saying it really would be it's ending off the first syllable, and the first syllable is not beginning of a syllable, so it's a vase. And it's the beginning of the next syllable, it's beginning of a syllable, so it's a Beg of Kephas, it becomes a vase. So Shabbos, that's how you pronounce it, good Shabbos. Shabbos. You would have the sound of the vase and the bays in there. It was phenomenal. I'm not suggesting you should do that. Anyway, I don't do it either. So
good.
What?
I said good.
But he scared there for a minute, right? Right. So, but that's what the Divalam of Zogesh. Apparently, Mr. Brewer was telling you to pronounce it properly. Okay, so you say al mitzvahs bepata tachas avov. It's not al mitzvahs; it's al mitzvah. Shehu lashon yachid. V'lo yomer becharlam shehu lashon rabim. Mitzvahs would be plural. Shrei lo niskena bracha zu kima the tefillin shel rosh bovad. this bracha is a bracha on the tefillin shel rosh, not al mitzvos of the shel yad shel rosh, but al mitzvos of the tefillin shel rosh, which is bar b'simcha kavod. Ketafir rav akranim delikatas. Okay. The Torah Lama says it would be proper to say Baruch Shem afterwards. Mishum Cheshash, Sopik, Baruch Labatola. There's a potential concern of a Baruch Labatola. Because she calls him Simon Reshavav. Veloshu Sopik Gomer, Mishum Rav points out, it's not a true bona fide Sopik. You can actually work with Sopik, Baruch Labatola, Mish Michal, Sherman, Baruch Shem, Kamal Chazel, Lom Boed. It can't be a real Sopik. You wouldn't do that. What it means, Anan b'nei Ashkenaz Sirulam Alocha Kadash Rebenotam. We pass it really meeker din that you could say, you say the bracha always. Rak Rav Chazim also, in order to give it in a better way of doing it, they call peak book in order to avoid any issues. So you say Baruch Shem. Now, so if you're putting on the shalrosh, you make a bracha, putting it on like any mitzvah. You have to make a bracha to do the mitzvah. You can't say baruch shem until you finish doing the mitzvah. Otherwise, it's a half thing between the bracha and the mitzvah. So you have to make sure the tefillin are in the right place. You have finished the act of putting on the tefillin properly. They're on the right place. They're tight. They're you're wearing them properly, and then you say baruch shem. So it comes out by saying Baruch Shem. Saying Baruch Shem might end up making a bracha be a reason why it's a bracha levatola. Yeah, I've seen that many times. A person puts it on even before they're finished tightening, they're raising Baruch Shem. That's totally improper. Mishnah is very strong. People are initial in this. That is true. A person should make sure that very much it's in the right place and then say Baruch Shem.
When do you do the hand? The wrappings around the fingers. Is that before Baruch Shem or after?
Well, that's a good question. The minhag ha'olam is to do it after Baruch Shem. Immediately after you put in the shalrosh, because this brought down to the realm that your person should say Baruch Shem, you say Baruch Shem right away. I had a situation, let's say, where you're putting on tefillin, and they get the Kaddish. You're maybe running a little late, and they get to the first Kaddish. So you finish putting on the Shorosh, and they say, Yehishmer Rabba. That'll count as Baruch Shem. It's any praise to Hashem. Mm-hmm. Right. So the Rambam says it's any praise.
The Rambam,
yeah. But he does say it should be done as soon as possible. So therefore, that's why some people do it right away. There is a discussion later on that the true act of Hanochas Tefillin Shalyad, that should be Mikra din. The Zion Trichas are not, they're Minig Bam, they're not Ma'akim. The Iker is the putting it here and tightening it and wrapping around the finger. That's the Iker act of Hanukkah, we'll see that around. So theoretically, really, the person should write the Baruch Shem afterwards. Well, nice if everybody has the Eresich, the Long Eresich, they say the Eresich, so they got to say Baruch Shem before that. So then, since you wrapped it around the arm so many times, it's equivalent as if you've wrapped it around your finger. Mm-hmm. Make your it. Okay, now, so we discussed before that
what was the problem?
If you didn't finish putting on the mitzvah until after the tefillin, until after you tie around your finger, why are you saying Baruch Shem before you tie around your finger? That's the problem. You shouldn't interrupt with doing the mitzvah. So you said before that we have an issue of emavir and lamitzvahs, and therefore the orders tell us in tefillin. But if you, whatever reason you get the tefillin first, you put on the tefillin first. We said over here the order is shayad and shalrosh. What about if you come to the shalrosh first? What happens over there? Vav impoga v'shalrosh tchila. So tzarich lahara loisa mitzvah yinich shayad tchila v'hakach shalrosh. Since we have a drush on the pasuk, the order has to be shayad and shalrosh. So even though you went to the shalrosh first, you are mavra al mitzvah, and you don't put on the shalrosh, you put on the shayad first. However, he says you were over this for emir al mitzvahs. So, like you're in a difficult situation. So, therefore, your person should be very careful to make sure that his tefillin are set up in such a way that he gets the shalyad right. He shouldn't shalyad first, and therefore he shouldn't be over passed by the shalrosh in order to put on the shalyad first.
So, if you do come across the shalrosh first,
you still put the shalyad on first, but you are over an issur. Dafka poga. Fine. The order was you're put on the tefillin. Your hand came to the shalrosh first. Ignore the shalrosh. Put on the shayad first. You've already put it on. The Shayad moved out of place. So right now, you're only wearing one tefillin. So I have to put on the Shayad now. So I say, okay, take off the Shayad, put on the Shayad, and then Shayad again. That you don't do. In Lahazar Shayad, the Maida Hava. Whatever that you did, you shouldn't have put it on that order. You did it. It's done. It's done. You should put the Shayad on as quickly as possible. They hold that you need to take off the Shalrosh and put in the Shayad first. Excuse me. It's a long Be'er over here. It says there's two different drushes. The one is a chartim of the second one, they should be always be the Shalrosh should not be on when without the Shayad. So he brings it to some people that hold that that's ma'akib to the point that you should take off the Shalrosh and put the Shayad on the Shalrosh again. So you don't want to have to pass by the Shalrosh to get to the Shayad. Came in the Ksib before Shayad Kardim. So over here, it's different in the case of Talis and Tefillin. But over here, the Pasuk says explicitly the order is Yad and Shayad and Shalrosh. So you have no choice. So it'll override the issue that you've been married with the mitzvah. It doesn't mean you didn't do something wrong. Since it's explicit over in the passage that this is the order, you can't change the order. Okay. So that's each person has to know how the tefillin bag is set up. But basically, we understand in the halacha that when you open up the bag, so where you're finished opening up, that's where your hand is. That's where the shayad should be. So if your bag opens from left to right, you should have the shayad on the right. Your bag opens from right to left, your shayad should be on the left. Wherever you're finished, the act of opening up, that's where the shayad should be. Zayin rivorech aniach bekomas tachas hey v'lo bepatach ubedogesh. So here we should be careful with that. So the why is that? Lohaniach chavdalin shulosh and hanach. Which the word lohaniach with the comma means to place something. Which calls it lohaniach brocha al beisachel. Well, the patach shulosh and aziva. K'moy k'siv achechem asher echad hanichu iti. Leave one here. So you're leaving it. You're not placing. You're leaving it. So with the patach it means to let go of something. And with a comma, it means to place something. So you have to be very careful to make sure that you read it properly. It would be with a patach, so you would end up with a dogesh in the nun.
What's wrong with it being touched as leaving it there?
Because that's not the mitzvah isn't to leave your tefillin, the mitzvah is to wear your tefillin. Right? The Russian command is to let go of the tefillin. That's what would come out. Hmm.
How do the people who speak of Sfaradit make any distinction in that?
They also have to say Lahoaniach.
So it's a good question. I think that the way they would do it is different is with the Dogesh, not with the Dogesh.
Right.
In other words, now how they make a patach into Tzimu Gedolah, I'm not sure. Yeah. But
right. Some sort of
Since around the Moroccans pronounce say a komatz, but
right.
The Yemenites, I believe, also in the Persians,
do what?
They pronounce a komatz.
Okay, ches. Kol mitzvahs mivorach aleihem aver l'siyosan. All mitzvahs you make the bracha before you do them. So now the Ramos just explained what the word over means. Pirish kadam. The word over means before. The more brings it possible for this. So it says that before they came and told the message to David HaMelech that Avshalom was killed, so the Cushi was going to say, afraid he was going to present it to David HaMelech, not in the most appropriate way. So they ran quickly before him. Achimoatz ran before him to tell David himself. So the word Vayavar means he passed. He passed, but it means he went first. So the word of something means you do make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. And so when's called over? So we all that you don't do it over, but not over to over. You should be right before you do the mitzvah, not before you're ready to do it, before you do the mitzvah. So what's called over lasiyos, right before you do the mitzvah, the shayat is ready on the arm in the right place, you just have to tighten it.
It's kashir the mitzvah or the hanacha?
Shakshiras and zuhi on asiyos. Until you tie it, it's not considered you did the mitzvah yet. The bracha will be before you tighten it on your head. Because say you tighten your head, it's not called you have the tefillin on your head. Chaf hey, achar anocha. The kodem lechem, the chaskila ain roi lebarich. Tavi kodem the kodem. You don't do it earlier before that point because that's like before the before. Mishal lekarba bracha lasiyas a mitzvah kol madayav. You need to make the you try and have the bracha as much as possible right before you do the mitzvah. Kodem kshilasa. If you didn't make the bracha before you put it on, you make the bracha after you put it on, because the mitzvah continues, so you, the bracha of wearing tefillin applies for the whole day. Now, we'll see later on, if a person put it on before the zman, he says that you should do some act of mishmush. Sounds like Pashtabir also means the person did not make the bracha before, and he would do mishmush, some type of act of touching the tefillin, and then make the bracha on that. So the Rosh, you make the bracha, kadam shemahatam, kehiruk hum he mitzvah akshira. That's the tightening, is that's considered the act of tying on the tefillin. V'tzar kam ken li zarshi yo bracha achar shemrachem al Rosh. But the bracha should be what's ready on your head. Otherwise, you're getting up the problem of it's kadam the kadam. They can't have really kadam the kadam. Now, Gamish has a bracha on the tefillin. Shalosh year, shayi machusa, roshah betalis, v'livorach begili rosh. On the other hand, your head should be covered when you're making the bracha. A lot of people take off their yarmulke when they put on the shalosh, so they should put the yarmulke on back before they make the bracha. They should be wearing the yarmulke. Okay. Time for mincha. That's all here.